Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I've never been to the place where Jesus was born. I wasn't able to hold him in my arms. I've never seen him, but it don't make much difference, you see. Though I wasn't there, I know Jesus is living in me. For I've got something that makes me know that he's real. I'm born of his spirit, and I know in my heart he lives. The sacrifice for all men, and his blood cleansed me from all sin.
Over the years, I have been listening to different messages given by different preachers and teachers. And you can get a lot out of listening to a man of God who's presenting the Word of God. But we have to understand that Scripture can be interpreted in many different ways. What I'm trying to get people to understand is this. God will give somebody a revelation on a certain scripture, but he can also use that same scripture to give somebody else a different revelation. That may sound impossible, but that's how infinite the Word of God is. So this is why we need to focus on the Holy Spirit when we study the Word of God. Because many times when we listen to messages or when we read the Word of God, we will have preconceived ideas on what it means. There are definite root meanings to many scriptures. Well, let's take, for instance, the message of salvation. There, you cannot divert from that very much. Salvation is very simple. You have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. It is the blood of Jesus that washes us and cleanses us from all our unrighteousness. But when it comes to different parts of Scripture, we may find many different revelations, many different little pathways that lead you into an interesting life with the Holy Spirit. This is why I always think that the Church of Jesus Christ is so diverse. So what do? Instead of coming together and sharing what the Lord has got, what Lord God has shown us through the revelations of this word, we become enemies. We start to come against one another because one has seen this revelation, the other has seen that revelation. Personally, I believe the revelation that you get from the word is what your heart is looking for and how God is dealing with you. This can become very interesting. I am a person who loves the supernatural. I rejoice in my salvation, but at the same time, I love the supernatural. To me, the supernatural is more real than the physical world. This is why I will always try and get something supernatural out of a scripture, something that pertains to the spirit realm. We need to study these things in that direction because I believe the Word of God has more about the supernatural than the natural. So I want to bring a message today on an interesting message I heard not too long ago. And the Lord took me in a bit of a different direction than the preacher was teaching on. And it became very interesting to me what the Holy Spirit was revealing. This is why I always preach, make yourself available to the Lord. Try to attend church or prayer meeting, or try to study the Word of God as much as you possibly can, because you never know what situation the Lord will put you in. So before I get into this message today, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will open our hearts to your truth and to your word. Lord, let your Holy Spirit reach into our minds so that they can be opened, so that we understand. Make us a blessing, Lord, to ourselves so that we can become a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. One rule we have to follow when we study the Word of God is this, that Scripture will always answer Scripture. Regardless what revelation you have, somewhere in the Word of God, God will make it clear through another Scripture. So this is one rule I kept over the years, and you know it kept me from straying into strange doctrine. Regardless what I thought of what a certain scripture meant, I made sure there was another scripture that would complement the one I was studying, that would reveal the one I was studying. If you do not use that method, then eventually you will start a cult. That's how cults are formed. They take one scripture, they get a certain meaning out of it, and they keep on and keep on till they've totally isolated themselves and they think they're the only one that God has ordained to bring forth scripture, and we have to see and understand that Satan gets into a situation very quickly in cases like that. In John chapter 11, there is an interesting story of Jesus Christ our Lord raising Lazarus from the dead. I've heard many different messages on that story. It's a very interesting story because it shows you religion, it shows you the power of the Holy Spirit, it shows us what we can expect when we die. We can expect to be resurrected by the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to focus on a few things here that the Lord has opened my mind to, and it'll get many people to really understand what God has for us. In John chapter 11, Martha is talking to the Lord Jesus Christ and telling him, "If you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Martha had enough faith that Jesus could have kept Lazarus from dying. She had the faith that the Lord Jesus Christ could heal him. But for some reason, it didn't occur to her that Jesus could rise him from the dead. So you see what I'm getting at. Our faith sometimes comes to a certain point and then stops. But in Christ Jesus, there are no restrictions. Jesus answered her, it says in verse 25 of John 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." This is one thing we have to really bring into our hearts and minds. Once we are resurrected by the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall never die, but we shall live. Many born-again Christians have a problem with that. They fear that they will lose their salvation one of these days. But it says here, "He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." You are then alive. You don't die anymore. And we need to study on those things. Make sure that it roots into our hearts. God wants us to be sure of our salvation. But then the story takes a bit of a different twist. They lead Jesus over to the place where Lazarus was buried. There was a stone in front of the grave mouth, because in those days they just put him into some cave and put a stone over the mouth of the cave. And he said to the people, "Take you away the stone." This is one thing we have to realize and see. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us a commission to go into all the world to preach the gospel. He could have taken that stone away himself. He could have just said a word, and guess what? The stone would have flipped aside. But he said, "Take away the stone." That should give us an idea that we have a part in reaching the lost. Before Jesus will resurrect somebody from the dead, before somebody can become born again, he has to use us to roll away the stone. We need to bring the gospel to people. We need to share the love of Christ with them. And then the voice of the Holy Spirit will speak to them and they will become alive. And it doesn't matter where you are, what you've been like, how long, how old you are. The Bible teaches us here that Martha said to Jesus, "Jesus, he's been dead for 4 days and he stinks." It doesn't matter if you're dead for 21 days or 21 years. I was dead for 27 years, and the Lord resurrected me. He gave me new life. So I want to talk to you older people out there. It doesn't matter how old you are, what you did. In other words, it doesn't matter how you stink. God can raise you from the dead if you will turn to him and hear his voice and listen and come out of this grave. Yes, the Lord Jesus is calling your name today. So hear his voice. Pay attention. Come out of the grave and become alive in Christ Jesus. This is what God is speaking to us right now. We've heard the call of God from many people already. We've heard the message of salvation. All we need to do is come out of the grave, because the Holy Spirit has spoken to each and every one. But those who listen, those who hear his voice, they will come out, and it doesn't matter how you stink. And then something else happened, which is really fascinating. The Lord spoke in a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was bound, he that was dead, came forth bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. So here is what the Lord God is trying to tell his church. You roll away the stone. I will call him and raise him from the dead. You take off their grief cloths. That sounds very, very interesting. Today, many people are involved in wrapping grief cloths on people by misinterpreting scripture. Instead of setting people free, they wrap more grief cloths around them. Have you become born again by the Spirit of the living God? I want you to look at your brother or sister who has risen from the dead. What are you doing to help him get rid of those grief wrappings? We know for a fact that each and every one of us who have been brought up in religious systems are wound about with religious grief cloths. We need to get rid of them. Some people hold on so tight to them that you can't get a hold of those grief cloths. Well, the Lord has given us a commission. Unloose him. Let him go. This is what he's calling to each and every one that are the children of God. Loose yourself from the grave wrappings so that the Lord can use you to unloosen other people. When I became a born-again believer, there was no church of God around. I didn't know any born-again Christian to help me unwrap my grave cloths. But here is what I did. I started to study the Word of God. I started to understand the situation I was in. I started to see in the Word of God the religious grave wrappings that I had on. And I started to rip them off. And not only that, I went to see people who love the Lord, who helped me unwrap those grave clothes. Yes, they were wrapped around me. I understood that those people had been in the Lord's service for far more many years than I was. I didn't try to tell them that I knew more than they did. I took their advice when they showed me in scripture that I had wrappings of grief cloths around me. They were wrappings of religion, and they helped me to get rid of them. And guess what? The Holy Spirit opened my eyes to these truths, and I was able to unwrap those grave cloths by myself after a while. And let me tell you, the freedom was incredible. So I'm asking you who are listening today, are you wrapped up in grave wrappings? Look at yourself. Look at scripture. Seek out the Holy Spirit so that he can pinpoint the grief wrappings that are wrapped around you. He wants you to get rid of them so that he can breathe the Holy Spirit on you so that you will start smelling like a rose instead of smelling like death. Yes, God is speaking to each and every one of us here. He wants us to open our hearts to his voice when he calls us to become free. He says, if you will you continue in my word, you shall know the truth. And it's not knowing the truth that sets you free. It is doing something with the truth that will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So open your heart and eyes to the word of God today and become a blessing to many. Amen.
They hung their heads in sorrow. Jesus, their Lord, had died. No reason to live tomorrow. 11 bowed down and cried. Then Mary ran down a dusty road. Cried, Peter, come see where he lay. For I've seen the Master outside.
Once we've been resurrected from the dead, once we've become born again, we need to understand that it is time for the grave clothes to come off. And I personally believe once your hands have been freed, once somebody has steered you in the right direction, either by the word of God or through preaching, that means your eyes have been opened and your hands are freed. You can start to help unwrap the grave cloths that are hanging on to you. So the question I have for you, are your hands free? Are they free enough so that you can grab a hold of the grave cloths that are hanging on to you? What are you doing about those grave cloths? Are you starting to unwind them? And when somebody tries to help you, do you allow him to help you? Do you take the word of God as a guideline to unwrap those grave cloths. Yes, there are guidelines on how to operate in those things. We need to understand a great responsibility lies upon the person who is wound up. Once he has been set free, he needs to take action himself. He needs to make sure that he keeps free from those grave cloths. And for those of you who have been resurrected in religious systems, you are in some religious system and you have become born again. I want to give you a warning if you stay in that religious system. That religious system will try to kill you. In John chapter 12, verse 9, it tells us, much people of the Jews wherefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, also whom he has raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Here they were consulting on how to kill Jesus. So in the meantime, in the process, they consulted together and came to the conclusion they need to kill Lazarus at the same time. So if you are in a religious system that is desperately trying to get rid of Jesus in their actions, in the way they operate, what do you think they're trying to do to you? They are trying to kill you. Just like the religious people of Jesus' day wanted to kill Lazarus. So take note on this. Look at yourself. Don't try to pussyfoot around the subject. Be honest. Religion tries to kill the resurrected ones. So get rid of the religious grave cloths, because they are more damning and more dangerous than the things of the world. A person who lives in the world at least understands that he is wrong. But a person who wraps himself with religion becomes self-righteous and becomes a grievance to the Holy Spirit. He cannot be touched by the Holy Spirit. He cannot be used by the Holy Spirit because he is self-righteous. So study these scriptures. Look at yourself. Identify who you are and find the road to freedom. For in Christ Jesus, there is freedom. The Bible teaches us, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Knowing the truth is not good enough. You have to operate in the truth, and then the truth can set you free. So are you born again by the Spirit of God? If you are not, you need to become born again, because we are fast approaching the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are born again, you need to start seeking the grave cloths that are hanging on to you. And you only see them by exposing them with the Word of God, because religion has blinded many of our eyes. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Glory, glory, glory.